There are several battle fronts for the tech industry in 2019. Social networks, privacy, data security. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with a digital privacy and security expert about the court cases in 2019 that could shape up a new tech landscape. And that starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Because it sure seems like 2019 is the year that things are going to get very real for the technology industry, whether it's the weaponization of platforms like Facebook and Twitter, or regulation maybe, or the digital security breaches that seem all too commonplace. And once again, here's a tip from Uncle Jason. Please use two-step authentication on your accounts when you can. Some of the big fights that are already teed up are in the courtroom, mainly Qualcomm versus Apple. Now, that's a global showdown. We asked a digital security analyst to help us map just some of the doings that will be going down in 2019. Let's go. Mike Swift, Chief Global Digital Risk Correspondent at MLEX. Mike, thank you for your time. Let's just jump in. I'll tee it up for you. Apple, Qualcomm, December was kind of a big month. What do you see there?
You know, the West Coast is really going to be trial central for Qualcomm starting in 2019. First, they're being sued by the Federal Trade Commission, and that suit starts, that trial rather, starts in San Jose the first week of January. But the really big fight is going to be Apple versus Qualcomm in San Diego in April. And that's going to be a one-month drag out with as much as $27 billion at stake if the damages that Apple and its contract manufacturers are actually tripled by a jury verdict.
I might be off base here, but isn't it kind of lame that Qualcomm is enforcing patents in a friendly court over in China in order to push back against Apple?
Well, this is like a global dispute, right? So, I mean, it's very much like Apple, Samsung, where they're just engaging in each other in every court that they can. It's very much like a war where you try and sort of weaken your adversary's infrastructure, his legal infrastructure, as much as you can in this case. So, you know, each company, both companies are sort of making as much trouble as they can for their adversary in as many courts as possible. I mean, here in the United States, they're engaged at the International Trade Commission, as well as in district courts in California. So it's just it's an amazing, wide-ranging dispute, which has huge ramifications for both companies.
Absolutely.
Especially for Qualcomm.
Absolutely. War of attrition there. We talked a little about Apple Qualcomm, but there's another case coming up that you think needs a little more highlighting.
Yeah, so this is a company called D-Link, which obviously is not well known as Apple or Qualcomm, but it's a company that makes internet-connected cameras and routers and other devices, and it is being sued by the Federal Trade Commission. The trial is set to start in San Francisco on January 9th, and it's basically over the security claims that D-Link made for its products. And what's sort of interesting about this case is that there was never a breach. So the FTC is basically saying that we're going to go after you, even though nobody was hurt. In the past, they've generally waited until a breach happened before they actually went in. So this is really going to be a test of the FTC's authority to kind of take preemptive action against companies that make claims about their security that allegedly might not be fully on the up and up.
I want to talk GDPR real quick. I've been covering it on my show. It's, of course, the privacy rules and regulations in Europe. What's your take on GDPR and its rollout this year?
So GDPR took effect in May of 2018. And now, as we're going into 2019, we're really getting set for the first potentially big enforcement actions to hit. And these could be theoretically huge, depending on because the penalties depend on can be up to 4% of a company's global annual revenue.
Right.
So there are complaints against, you know, all the big U.S. tech companies. If those come to fruition, we could be seeing a very big penalty in the billions of dollars potentially for some of our local companies here.
What's one of the big ones that's pending at GDPR? Was it the Google one, or do you think it's Facebook?
You know, that there's so much scrutiny on Facebook right now. My money would be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all eyes are on Ireland because Ireland is where these companies are domiciled in Europe. So we're waiting for for Helen Dixon, who's the Irish Data Protection Commissioner, to come back with, you know, their allegations if they find that these companies were not in compliance. But my guess is that it's going to be Facebook that they're going to be looking at first.
If Ireland goes gangster on Facebook, it's a sea change moment for the tech industry, I think. Mike Swift, thanks a lot for your time. Have a great new year.
You bet. You too.
That was Mike Swift. He's Chief Global Digital Risk Correspondent at MLEX.com. That's the letter MLEX.com. We will be checking in with Mike throughout the year to keep track of these many threads weaving through the tech world in 2019. Links to Mike's work and MLEX are in the show notes at KGORadio.com or in the podcast links. And that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. And please find all of our archived podcasts wherever you graze or hunt for your weekly listens. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, etc. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. Have great weeks, everybody. This has been Techonomics.